Good morning. The deputy opposition leader is playing down an internal rift that's called Malcolm Turnbull's leadership into question. The outspoken coalition MP Wilson Tuckey has branded the opposition leader as arrogant and inexperienced after he offered the government conditional support for its proposed emissions trading scheme. Mr Turnbull isn't commenting on the attack, but his deputy, Julie Bishop, says Mr Tuckey's comments don't reflect disunity. More than six people have died and four are missing in a wave of landslides in western Japan. The area has been hit by torrential rain. Most of the dead were residents of a nursing home that was partly buried by mud and rocks. The future of Washington DC's Watergate Hotel is in doubt after failing to attract any bids at auction. The complex, made famous by a burglary that led to President Richard Nixon's resignation, went on the market after its owners defaulted on a loan. Bidding opened at $25 million. There were no takers, but auctioneers are still hoping to raise interest from a private buyer. And hundreds of millions of people across Asia are about to witness the longest solar eclipse of the century. Residents in China, India, Nepal and Bangladesh will see the moon block rays from the sun for more than 6 minutes. We'll have more news later.